Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Game week. Coming at you like an angry Patrick Vieira, incensed by a terrible Toffeeman. Welcome back to Game Week, everyone. I'm Matt Dyson. Dan Pryor is here as well. Hello, Dan.
Are you all right, Matt? I'm glad they let you out after that Billy Sharp incident.
How dare you? He has been dealt with swiftly. Disgraceful scenes on football pitches at the end of the season this year. Absolutely ridiculous. Sheffield United players stamping on Forest fans and that regrettable incident with the guy in the yellow top who has had his season ticket removed, banned for life, locked up in prison. Apparently, Ollie McBurney said he had an injured foot and he's trying to step over the Forest fan on the floor. It's probably a legal issue now, so maybe we shouldn't comment. Which is fair enough. And then they're all at it. I mean, they've just got to stop fans encroaching onto the pitch, haven't they, in this day and age? Surely that's the way forward, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be easier somewhere like West Ham because they'll be knackered by the time they get to the actual touchline.
they never have an issue. Very nice. Sorry, if you can hear a snoring noise, that's my little Shih Tzu, Bertie, is lying on the floor. And I'm in my living room today, Dan, because the rest of my family are asleep.
I thought that was traffic.
No, listen to it. Oh, he's stopped now. I want him to do it.
I mean,
there he is. Yeah.
The effect of the podcast in full swing.
So sorry about that. And then I've got another one because we've now got another puppy that's somewhere, but I think he's asleep. But I mean, God, so bear with me.
The Game Week Pooch, another feature.
Yes. Oh, the Game Week Pooch. Remember the Friday fixture ferret, Dan? Yeah. I mean, not many older listeners will remember that, weren't they? Eh? God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It seems like years ago. It seems like a decade ago.
I think that he moved on to one of the better selling podcasts. So
yeah, he did.
Left us in the dust.
Yeah. It was sort of Irish accent, wasn't it? Squeaky Irish accent.
Yeah, it was Irish.
Was he Irish?
Yeah.
He was meant to be Irish. Yeah, certainly.
Like all ferrets.
Yeah, exactly. And he told us when there was a fixture on a Friday. It made perfect sense, Dan, didn't it?
Well, back then, it was rare for there to be a fixture on a Friday. Now they're all over the place.
Now they happen every single day of the week. It's hard to keep up in it, Dan. But keep up we must, because this is the penultimate episode of the season. The big end-of-season finale is happening on Sunday. Of course, the deadline is 2:30 on Sunday, the 22nd of May. And the double was all about the Everton and Leicester attacking options, really, wasn't it, Dan?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, there wasn't much clean sheet action, was there, really?
No, there wasn't great defensive stuff to be had at all, really. In fact, Fabianski was the top scoring goalkeeper with 8 points, which just showed you because he only played once. He saved a penalty, didn't he? Did he save a penalty? I think he did.
I can't remember.
It seems like ages ago. What did I can't remember. If you can't remember, I've got no chance.
It was Mahrez. Mahrez is not very good memory.
Yes, that's right, yeah. But the rest of the big scorers were Vardy with 15 up front, Richarlison, who everyone had, got 19 in the end with a big Everton comeback. Calvert-Lewin back amongst the points with his late diving header to secure their safety in the Premier League. And then Maddison and Barnes. I mean, I was toying between Barnes and Zaha and went with Zaha, which was not a great decision in the end, but Mad Skills Madison did the best, didn't he, Pryor? You see, I think you had him, but you didn't captain him. Am I correct?
Yeah, the captaincy is a bit of a sore point this week. I played my three hit, didn't I?
You did.
I got 86, well, which was all right, but actually, I worked out what I would have got if I hadn't done anything, and it wasn't, you know, it's only about 14 points different. If that.
Oh, really?
And I put, right. So, and then, you know, I might have, I don't think I counted.
Shift
for who I
overrated. I think you did quite well, but you captained Ings, which was, which
a mad gamble. I don't know what I did.
He was one of your lowest scoring players, so that's quite unlucky.
It was because, right, he went away to Burnley, he scored against them. So you think, right, okay, odds are he'll play Burnley again, maybe score. And Watkins was at that.
Injured. Yeah,
Do you know what? The morning of this deadline, of this double game week, I had Vardy as captain, and then I bottled it because I just didn't see him getting anything against Chelsea, and because he's not long back again from injury, I didn't know if he was going to play in both. And then obviously that it all went very badly. So I would have got over 100 if I'd kept Vardy and captained him. But
yeah,
we always say ifs and buts, don't we?
Exactly. You know, if you'd captained Maddison as well, because he's having a very
I never would have done that.
I mean, he's in pretty good.
Because he was in and out of the team, so I didn't know what was going on there. He was getting dropped every other game.
I don't know who Brodge thinks he is with all his rotation. He thinks he's like one of the big boys. He thinks he's a Pep or a Klopp. It's like, come on, mate, just have a start in 11. You're not. What? They're not even still in the Europa, whatever it is, Europa Conference. Just play.
Are you abreast of the big news of the game week at the moment? Live last hour, which I've had so many messages about. Well, it started with Gary Lineker saying that he's heard that there's been a food poisoning outbreak at Spurs, and that he's not joking.
You get out of it. It's not the Sanya gate all over again.
And
there's
now,
no way that's happening.
Well, there was like two players. What was it? Four players at the weekend. They said had the virus. It was Kulusevski, which is why he didn't start, and he ended up coming on getting.
Ah, that was very annoying. Bloody ruined my team. That did absolutely ruined me. Completely killed me.
And I think Winks and I forget the other player, but there was four players that were supposedly had this little virus. And so Lineker's tweeted that like in the last hour. And now two sort of more reliable journalists have said there isn't any suggestion there's a food poisoning outbreak or any other players feeling unwell, but Harry Kane is a doubt.
Wow. That's
And we await Conte news on that. But apparently Kane is not feeling well and is a doubt for the Norwich game. Which, in FPL terms, ignore the you know, stomach-churning anxiety I've had a week anyway about a Norwich game that all you have to do is not lose and you're in the Champions League. But in FPL terms, everyone's got Kane, and his price just went up this morning, in fact.
They're pretty much out.
And against the club that he was on loan at and he scored against before.
Son's okay, though, is he? Because, I mean...
Like, well, I don't want to say, you know, but yeah, it's...
Okay, well, who knows? They could all be coming down with it. Do you think, so you're suggesting that some sort of Arsenal insider has planted some sort of food poisoning in the
I'm
camp?
Not suggesting that, no. I mean, I feel like it's
the only way they to get around it.
Widely accepted thing that, it did happen the first time, but anyway,
Because the Golden Boot is close to Son's, it's almost within Son's grasp now, especially with Mo Salah being injured. I'm presuming Mo Salah's going to play no part in these final games.
I don't know, because Klopp hasn't completely ruled him out for this last game, but I don't know if it's just Klopp's mind games. So there's a few players, because, I mean, I've got Trent Alexander-Arnold, who's, you know, he might not play. He got rested the other day, and then they're going to risk him in the last game or not. So I think I'll keep hold of him, but, I'm in a bit of a quandary now because Kane's one of my main players. He probably would have had the armband, to be fair. And then Son without Kane is a little less effective.
It's not the same, is it?
I should point out he has actually been all right at the start of the season. He did all right in the Champions League run they had. It was without Kane all the way to the final, wasn't it? In the knockout stages after Dortmund. How are you looking for this week? Anything Interesting. Your team.
Well, I was going to bring. I mean, you have to double or treble up on Spurs until I heard about this new Lasagna Gate incident. But I mean, I hope Kulusevski's better because they're playing Norwich, and the rule is, you know, the Norwich game is coming. Is the song that's become another reality this season, which is why I played Hwang in the last game week. I gave Hwang one more chance.
Why didn't you just keep him and send him off?
I mean, what was that? The annoying thing, by giving Hwang one last chance, it meant that I didn't have Jared Bowen in my team, who was one of the top scorers with 14 points. I did not predict his brace against Man City. And he was my first sub, and typically Kulusevski, like you say, played about 10 minutes and got zero. Yeah. And if he'd have not played that, God, I would have been in a much better position. As it was, I got 68, which was all right. But I mean, I'm chipless now and I'm really feeling the effects. So Captain Vardy got 30 and Richarlison was all right. But no great shakes apart from that. Both of my keepers were rested for the first game.
Oh, yeah.
Just so annoying. Schmeichel and Saar both.
You messaged me saying season over. And it was like, hang on, has this been in the cloud for 3 months? Like, where have I only just got this text?
Well, yeah, the season has been over for a while. If you aren't aware, Dan's probably won our personal jewel this season.
Probably.
Well, you're a good. Yeah. Well, barring a massive swing. An impossible swing, let's face it. About 150 points, I think it is between us.
At least, yeah. Standard, really. But,
no, just under, I think. Is it just over? Wow. Just over. Just over 150.
I'm quite pleasantly surprised coming back to my team. It's a bit like coming back from holiday or something. And
after a free hit, yeah.
Yeah, actually, oh, I'm quite well, bad. Yeah.
I'm glad I tidied up. I'm glad I cleaned the house before we went away.
I'm quite well set up. I was thinking, oh, I want some players for Chelsea against Watford. And then it was like, oh, no, I've got a couple. And, you know, I've got 3 Spurs players against Norwich. And now suddenly Maddison seems good to have, whereas he'd been in and out a bit before. Cancelo against Villa. The only things that I could work on, Ramsdale maybe is an issue. And I haven't got a sub keeper anymore because Gaeta doesn't play. And I've got Jesus and Richarlison. And I'm not 100% sold on him. I'll probably keep Jesus just because he owes
me. Well, who knows what happens with Jesus? I think, has he done well on the final day before, I seem to recall?
I'm not sure. Richarlison's on good form, but I'd have thought they would have a day off training and be relatively relaxed turning up for this last game.
Now they're safe. What's going to happen? It's a very good point, though, to do that.
Yeah.
Because Richarlison's probably knackered, and he's quite a frustrating player to own whenever I watch them. He misses so many chances. But, I've still got Richarlison as well. Obviously, Bowen will start, but then he'll probably not do anything against Brighton. I've still got Zaha at home to Man United. I think he might do all right in that one. I'll probably keep him, but just got to find a way of getting Son in. That was my initial thinking until the Spurs news. But yeah, it's a sort of whimpering out this season. My bench is in tatters. I should have saved more chips to the end, but you know.
So you're blaming on the chips? Early.
I went and the chips are down, mate, for me. They certainly are. Well, I mean, it's a whole season long, Dan, isn't it? It's a marathon, not a sprint. I can't blame the chips, but overall, it's been a disappointing season.
I guess we can get to that next week. Another
COVID blighted season that doesn't really count. But
I'm kind of looking forward to next season having a regular season, touch wood, hopefully, where it's
without any any madness, and hopefully, Dan, I'll be able to let you all know about some Forest attacking options. Should we win the Nottingham Forest win the playoff final?
Oh,
week on Sunday. Oh, yes. Some of those assists and goals coming from Brennan Johnson, mate. You want to keep an eye on him. To be fair, he'll probably play in the Premier League whether we go up or not.
Isn't that the fella that's
Spence, Tottenham, apparently, yeah. But I think everyone's looking at pretty much all our best players and probably our manager. So if we don't go up, I mean, it's going to be back to square one again. So, sort of hoping. And after our goalkeeper's display in that shootout, he's probably on a lot of people's watch lists now as well, I'd imagine.
On FPL?
He's not on the FPL watch list yet, but he will be. He will be next season, God willing, Dan. God willing, he will be next season. Oh, wow. Yes.
What a beautiful religious sentiment.
Please make it so. So, yeah, I mean, Southampton at home to... I mean, Leicester at home to Southampton. I think I might captain Vardy again or De Bruyne. Get another four-goal thriller from KDB. I saw you put him in your free hit squad
just as a bit of cover. But
always destroys your plans, doesn't he? That's what he does for you.
Yeah, Southampton are in a terrible position in the league. I hadn't realised how badly they're
so lucky to have stayed up, really, aren't they?
So, yeah, even with one of the players of the year, they were Ward-Prowse in the team.
Very, very hit and miss. I tell you what, it was nice to see Callum Wilson back for Newcastle. He had so many chances the other day. He could have scored a hatful against Arsenal.
He was very good, wasn't he? Yeah, they were good all round, actually.
But did he get... He didn't get injured. I thought I saw that he got injured.
Yeah, he got booted in the face. He had like a tooth missing.
Ah, right. Yes, that's right. But it's not going to affect his ability.
They were toothless in attack, but he was...
Yeah, no, he just had so many chances. It was nice to see him back. But who do you think is going to stay up, though, Danny?
A lot of people saying Fangs for the bonus points.
Very nice. Yeah,
well, it's only...
Any baskets...
No, yeah, well, exactly. To be honest, I'm not particularly, affected by it. It's, muchness. Leeds are a dirty fouling club. They've really racked up the yellows and reds this year again as well, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
And Burnley, no one really enjoys watching them, and now they haven't got Dyche anymore. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't have a big...
gleaming feature.
I'd have liked it with Everton in there. When they were losing, then it was like that looked like a thrilling final day of the season.
That would have been
three
great,
teams
it?
Involved. At least there's two there. You got that. You got the fight for the title, sort of. I mean, if you think of that as one, I don't think it is really. And the Champions League one and the who gets Europa Conference League. So there's a few.
I suppose if I'm looking at transfers, it's either Spurs players, depending on what happens with their mystery illness, or Chelsea home to Watford.
Make it sound like it's a virus on blind date. Who's this mystery illness behind door number
mystery
one?
Mystery illness. Sound like R. Graham. Chelsea at home to Watford is another one that's... crying out for. I'm not putting Lukaku in, and I'm not putting Werner in. So it's
Mount
seems like the most likely signing, doesn't it?
I've already got
you
him.
Go for. You can't go back to Werner again. He's
injured anyway. He's a doubt. But if Kane's out, then that's the most expensive player I've got doing nothing. So if Kane is actually out, then I might have to get Lukaku because
you need a hero. Yeah, well, I suppose so.
Are you not tempted by getting Noble for a sort of last ever FPL game?
No, I think I'll be all right. Away at Brighton.
You ever had him?
Noble, yeah, but maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. I remember
I'm right. Sure I had him at some point because they kept getting penalties.
He always took penalties, didn't he? So I remember him being quite handy for the odd assist as well. But yeah, no, I don't think I'll put him back in.
He's a soccer aid, isn't he?
Is he? Oh, yeah. Right. What is that? His new job?
No, he's just he's going to finally get to pull on an England jersey. So he's
doing it was. I knew there was a dig in there somewhere.
There's no dig. Or you're
being... bringing up that.
It's just one of the stories at the end of the season.
Well, I don't think you get points for Soccer Aid prior.
Could save be the last...
save that for your charity football podcast. That would be one of the worst. That would probably do even worse than our podcast, wouldn't it?
In terms I won't
of
go that far.
One just about charity football matches.
We could get one of the snoring
Robbie Williams thing, mate. We've got Robbie Williams' mate on as a guest, that guy from Stoke. What's his name?
Jonathan Wilkes.
He's always at charity football matches. Yes, you do know him. Jonathan Wilkes is always there. That guy from 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, both of them, they're on every week.
Abs from 5 them.
Charity football good. podcast, it's the way to go, it's the future. So you're going to sign Lukaku and captain him?
Yeah. No, but my plans are slightly disarray, but Conte's due to have his little podcast, and after that, maybe we'll be a bit the wiser.
Oh, he's doing a podcast, is it?
A press conference. Oh, no, that would be a great podcast.
That would be a much better podcast than the charity football one. Yeah, you'd get some interesting insights in that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But I've got to find a way of getting Son in, basically. That's my aim.
Okay, well, a bit late in the day, but better late than never.
Well, no, I mean, I did have it for a little bit earlier in the season, but I just think just for this last game, if I'm going to take a hit, is to get him in.
Okay. One last hit.
One last big hit. I've taken a lot of hits this season, and during COVID cancellation times, it was really working out quite well for me. It's a real thrill. It's a real buzz of like spending a fortune every week and getting away with it. It was great because there were so many games that were cancelled. So you just thought, right, let's load up on the ones who are playing. I'd say that's one of the main highlights of the season for me.
One off? How many are there for you this season? Yeah.
Well, there's not many. There's not many, I'll tell you that much.
KDB the other week, that was your highlight.
Oh, that was great. When it captain in a four-goal Kevin De Bruyne, it was beautiful. What a moment. What a moment. Anything else to add, Pryor?
No, just that we have somehow not noticed that there's a cup running alongside the league.
Yeah, well, there's some sneaky cups today.
If you go on
the new thing.
I mean, a lot of people don't know it, but if you go on leagues and cups and then highlight, there's a tab that says cups. It reveals some cups, believe it or not, and it turns out I'm in a couple of Friends League cups. So I went out of the Game Week Cup at week 33 against
Mortis. I went out week 30. Yeah, God, it's not great, is it? Not great. Well, not a great season for the hosts in the cup.
Well, it's good to let people, let other people win.
I lost to Amar K, non-template, he called himself. Oh, yeah, I do remember that, because I looked at his team and it was full of template players, so it's like a misadvertised name. But I'm in a couple of finals. This is all I've got to play for. I've had a good cup run. That's this season. That's what all I'll say about this season. Not so great in the league, but a good cup run. And, of course, top of the game week league table in a position that he's not going to be caught by anyone, really. He's a good 60-odd points ahead, I'd imagine. Dan Hill still with Better Call Raul topping the game week table.
Yeah.
He played his free hit, got 75. Captain Coutinho, so he also had a bad Aston Villa captain. It's not affecting
him. It happens.
It happens. It happens to the best of them. There, quite clearly. And Daniel will be back on the other side, I suppose, after Sunday for one final look back at the season gone by.
Lovely.
In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.